Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of January 2017, and this would be the 508th Moll Out Loud podcast, but I called yesterday's podcast the 508th and had missed out 507. So this is the 507th Moll Out Loud podcast, and I hope you're not as confused as I am. My last podcast I ended rather hurriedly because I was headed for the lookout on Knocklofty and suddenly discovered that I was much later than I expected to be, and so I had to canter back down the hill and back home to be here for a call. But this morning I went up again, and I haven't been up in the morning for quite a long time, or not in the early morning. I've been up sort of at nine-ish, but this morning I went up at seven to meet a friend who once a week comes and joins me at the cafe that is closed at the moment. So when this happens, when the cafe is closed, we meet at the lookout on Knocklofty and each bring something, we make a pot of tea up there and have mince pies or shortbread or something like that. And this morning was a really exquisite day. It was a very exquisite morning, I should say. Well, it's been a nice day too, but this morning was really, really beautiful, and the birds were very busy, and it was a really lovely thing to do, and I'd forgotten just how fantastic it was being up there early in the morning. So I'm really glad this happened. Last time we made this arrangement, the weather was so bad that we had to find an alternative cafe. We couldn't really be out in the open. So it was really lovely to do that and re-experience that early morning feeling. And I realised when I was walking back down, I took a kind of longer way down, that I hadn't mulled in that walking way for a really long time. Walking up in the evening is very relaxing, but it doesn't, I haven't felt especially stimulated for it in terms of, you know, getting ideas for murmurs and that sort of thing, or for the novel. But I realised coming down today that this morning I was feeling really engaged in a nice, loose sort of way. So I'm really glad that that happened, that I was forced to be, forced is the wrong word, enticed to be up and out that early. It did mean putting an alarm clock on this morning. I used to always wake with a light, which at the moment is, well, it's before 5 a.m., but I don't anymore. I seem to sleep straight through the dawn, and yesterday morning I didn't wake up until 9 o'clock. I didn't I think I must have been quite tired from the babysitting, so I've got into really quite a bad habit of sleeping later and later, although it has been really nice too to have that opportunity. So that was a really lovely morning thing to do. And actually this evening I felt really as if I wanted to do it again, go up there. I feel it sort of got my legs working, although I think going up there again would have been pushing things a bit. But I felt the desire to do it, and that's a great start. And so in the end I just did a little walk round the block to the shop to get some bananas and some apples, and to walk back, and just having stretched my legs a bit. Today has been very much a day of sitting and alternating between doing the translation and a bit of murmurs. And I've been using Michael Nobbs's One Thing Today podcast to accompany me this morning. And so it was very nice to hear today's and have Oscar be given a mention in his podcast. I must say, it is, even though we did get something done, when Oscar was there during the 20 minutes, it is rather easier to translate when he's not here. But it was lovely to have him down. So that's what I've been doing today, and I feel really as if I've had a good day. Yesterday was quite odd. I mean, not only was I tired, but I had lost my glasses, my reading glasses, somehow. I think because I'd had to clear my writing table so that I could have the family to lunch. And so things got moved a bit, and for a while I thought they must have taken my glasses with them. Anyway, I couldn't find them at all. And it means for me, I find it very difficult to see without reading glasses. I have to almost put my nose to the page. And it is stressful, and I find it really much harder to take in text and to read. Even though I can see the letters, I find it, that lack of kind of distance vision, or the lack of being able to see peripherally when you're reading something, really, really inhibits comprehension. And when you're trying to translate, that is quite difficult. But this morning I found my glasses, and I'm not surprised. I didn't find them before. They were kind of wedged in a dark corner next to the door, which then the door was open. So they were completely invisible, and it seemed to be a fluke that I found it. But just having that day without my glasses really makes me appreciate the invention of glasses, the fact that I've been able to afford to have glasses, and how enabling having glasses is. So thank you, whoever the saint of finding lost things is. I'm really, really pleased to have my specs back on. I do hope that you've had a great day today. I hope things have gone smoothly for you. And if they're a bit rough at the moment, or a bit ruffling, I think of them feather ruffling days, that sometimes just seem to happen, I do hope that the next day, or this morning if you're just getting up, is heralding a smooth day in which things seem to fall into place for you. And if you're ruffled, I hope you can find some way of being calm with it, being able to just accept that how it is, which sometimes is all one can do on a day like that. So thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.